2 months after the union representing Kane's police officers filed a grievance with the borough, the matter has not been fully resolved. The grievance accused Haines Assemblyman Tom Morfitt of violating the borough employee contract. Morfitt publicized civilian accounts of negative interactions with Haines police officers. Morfitt said the accounts raised questions about the intimidating tactics officers used when dealing with the public. The complaints included the names of two officers. Morfitt later said he should have redacted the officers' names before releasing the accusations. Police Chief Heath Scott called Morfitt's actions disturbingly inappropriate. Then the union got involved. The Local 71 union said Morfitt improperly disclosed complaints that were in various stages of investigation. The union said this violated borough code and the employee contract, which protects the confidentiality of personnel records. Union Representative Tom Bryce asked for an apology from Morfitt, a formal reprimand or censure of his actions from the full assembly, and possible additional training.
The questions that we have that are remaining is, you know, how the assembly is being trained to deal with personnel issues, what's the appropriate protocol for the assembly as it relates to dealing with personnel issues.
Morfitt has apologized to the officers whose names were included in the complaints.
I don't regret releasing the information. I apologize, and I did regret naming the two officers. The behavior was the issue.
But Morfitt has not been censured by the assembly. As specified in the employee contract, the union first met with the borough manager to try to resolve the grievance. In the time since the grievance was filed, there have been two managers, Brad Ryan and Deborah Schnabel. Schnabel says she has not yet met with the union about the grievance. Here's Bryce.
There's one outstanding issue remaining that the union has asked for on this, and that is whether or not the assembly will censure Assemblyman Morfitt for the action taken.
That's why they're moving to the next step in the resolution process, a meeting with the Assembly Personnel Committee and Mayor Jan Hill.
This meeting at the Personnel Committee is to discuss what had happened, why it happened, and how we're going to resolve this controversy.
Morfitt says if his fellow assembly members want to formally express their disapproval, that's their prerogative.
You know, I'm not going to feel bad either way. I feel like I've come clean with the public. I've come clean with the police department. I apologize for releasing those two names. I didn't apologize for letting the public know what was going on with their police department, because I think the public needed to have that information. So, to me, this is a trivial matter. I mean, if I'm censured or not, doesn't really matter to me.
The meeting is scheduled for Thursday at 1:30 p.m. It will be closed to the public. The Personnel Committee is made up of Assembly members Stephanie Scott and Ron Jackson and Borough Manager Schnabel. If these groups fail to come to an agreement, the grievance may move to arbitration. That would involve bringing in a third party who specializes in resolving disputes between unions and employers. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.